This is KPDO 89.3 FM serving Pescadero and KZSG 90.7 FM serving San Gregorio. And I'm with Michelle Dragony for our weekly Coastside Buzz report. Michelle has all the headlines, so go for it.
Hi, Catherine. So the San Mateo County Harbor District received their Pillar Point Harbor dredging permit from the Army Corps of Engineers. This is after 10 years of federal and state permitting processes. This is also after the San Francisco Bay Regional Water Quality Control Board administratively delayed permit approval, which caused the loss of $800,000 for a California Boat and Waterways grant. Now, there is only one permit to go, and that is for the Greater Farallones National Marine Sanctuary, which is expected to be a rubber stamp from all of the previous permit approvals. The dredge pilot will be funded through the general budget, although the district is applying for more grants. The post includes a blow-by-blow of the dredging permitting process, which the permitting process in California really needs to be addressed by the legislature. And I think the Harbor District is reaching out to both Assemblyman Berman and Senator Becker to see if something could be done in that regard. Staying in the harbor, the commissioners approved the Surfers Beach RV park lease with a major payment increase going from $3,000 to $15,000 a month.
Wow.
Well, I did the math. The permittee, the applicant, he's making $1.7 million a year if all of the 40 spaces are filled at $119 a month. It's good that we're scratching back about $189,000 per year. It is an enterprise district, and they're not really there to run a RV park. But that's a big improvement to the lease. There will also be more accountability for the coastal development permit contingencies, one of which was trimming and removing of the cypress trees that were put up there for privacy, but they interfere with the visual corridor, which is a no-no. Mm. Since the signing of the lease, this work is now commenced. The public was disgruntled over the loss of parking and the lack of prior lease compliance, like the trees, but also the removal of a public bathroom. Now, the public
bathroom
is... That's
a big deal, removal of a public bathroom.
And I know when my son was surfing at the jetty, he would have to go across the street with a $10 bill to go pee
The
hardware store in El Granada. We got used to it. The kids would get a sandwich, so... The general manager pointed out that there are still 13 public parking spaces at that spot, several of which are ADA compliant. Mm. And they just finished opening the Surfers Beach restroom project. It received a certificate of occupancy, making the restrooms available to the public from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Mm. It's worth a field trip to check it out. You need to go pee so you can appreciate the $2.4 million it cost to build the thing, but it is now built.
Great.
The Half Moon Bay City Council denied all three appeals against the 555 Kelly Senior Farm Worker Affordable Housing Project. Negotiating the lease agreement comes next. The building is going to be built on City of Half Moon Bay land, so stay tuned as this gets legally complicated.
Okay.
The San Mateo County supervisors have approved the first at-large election for the Pescadero Municipal Advisory Council, PMAC. Mm-hmm. They approved the election for 7 candidates. The PMAC had agreed on June 11th at their meeting on 5 candidates to be put on the ballot. So there seems to be some confusion on the election details that needs to be ironed out. So stay tuned for that as well.
Okay, we'll follow up on that next week.
And didn't you have something about the fire station?
Yes. So there was some community engagement regarding Fire Station 59 last Wednesday. I think there was a Zoom meeting, a hybrid meeting that took place at 10 in the morning. And there was conversation about not just the fire station moving to the high school campus, but the possibility of a medical clinic, maybe an urgent care clinic there. And there could be other things as well. That's just beginning. There had been a lot of design work done. Now the community engagement process has begun, and there will be another meeting in just a couple of weeks, and we'll keep you posted on that.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
The Half-Moon Bay Planning Commission voted 3-2 to deny putting ADUs and Measure D on the 2024 ballot, but they unanimously agreed to recommend that the City Council update the 1998 downtown map via the ballot. This will go to City Council next, so we'll see what happens there. They may decide to put the ADUs and the Measure D on the ballot, but we'll have to see.
Okay.
The San Mateo County Supervisors considered the design of a new Office of Labor Standards and Enforcement to battle $4.6 million in wage theft from restaurant, construction, and farm workers. In fact, all low-income employees. And it was really cool because a lot of farm workers from Pescadero called into the supervisors meeting. And it's really great to see people using their agency to communicate with the supervisors.
Wonderful.
San Mateo County Care Court is set to launch July 1st, 2024. The Care Court will provide community-based support for those with untreated serious mental illness. And got to give San Mateo County credit because this is not required to start until the end of the year, but they are right on top of it, which is very exciting.
They're very concerned. It's part of their whole No More Homeless People project.
Yes, and it's also their loneliness is a health issue as well, which they put out a resolution on that. I think it was last year. I think there was something else on homelessness that was at the Supreme Court just yesterday. And they were saying that it's now illegal for the homeless to be on public property. The state had a different point of view, and it will be interesting to see, because they were saying that it's cruel and unusual to not allow people to be there, but where are they going to go?
Right.
The rule was you can kick them off of public property as long as there's a bed for them somewhere. And the Supreme Court pretty much said, nope, you don't have to do that. You can kick them off. It's illegal. So we'll see how that plays out over the next week or so. Well, along these lines, the Coast House Shelter received $5 million from the San Mateo County Measure K funds for We Hope to provide homeless shelter services through June 2027. Mm-hmm. Coast House is where the Coastside Inn is at Kelly and Highway 1. And Abundant Grace is across the street, also on Kelly. And they've been funded partially by the county and grants as well to help the homeless. And they have a garbage pickup program and a few other types of things where people can charge their phones and make them human, you know, get a shower and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we're kind of rocking it in Half Moon Bay and in San Mateo County. The Montero Water and Sanitary District is pivoting from at-large to districted elections. PMAC is not the only one for which elections this year are getting very interesting. For this election, they will have one at-large and two by division director seats open for the 2024 election. Have a look at the map. You know, it's very interesting how these things are evolving. The general manager was talking to the election people for the county and asking them, what do we do with that? And the county said, well, figure it out and let us know. So Clemens, who's the general manager, figured it out, and the board members agreed to it.
I guess that's a wait and see.
Right. Well, this next week, I'll be releasing, for celebrating 4th of July, my series of maps that will be all up and down on the Coastside, including PMAC and MWSD. So I'm just in the final throes of getting the maps approved by all the jurisdictions, because I've added things like people's names and term limits and things like that.
Okay.
And check out the Coastside Buzz calendar for lots of events, and peruse the Coast Views Music and Entertainment Guide, which has all of the music from Pescadero, San Gregorio, even Loma Mar, all the way to Pacifica every week. Come on down for Half Moon Bay's 53rd old-fashioned 4th of July parade, pancake breakfast, and block party. It starts at 7 o'clock in the morning and goes to 5 p.m. in the evening. And if you're a runner, sign up for Pacifica's 5-mile rocket run, which is also on the 4th of July. And that begins at 9 a.m. at the community center in Pacifica. And if you're in Pacifica already, hop on down to the Frontierland Park, which is at the end of Lindemar on Odstat. They're celebrating the 4th of July with live music, food, games, and rides. It starts at 11, goes to 3, and it's very family friendly. The Coast Views music calendar drops every Wednesday, and the weekly Buzz Mail posts on Thursday. Subscribe for free to stay tuned to the buzz.
Okay, that's great. We're going to have a quick wrap up this week and we'll expand next time.
Sounds great, Catherine.
Thanks so much.